successful social movements have some things in common. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ray Brescia, professor of law at Albany Law School, examines how to best get your message across.
One Sunday night, 55 years ago, tens of millions of Americans gathered to watch a television broadcast of Judgment at Nuremberg, a dramatic depiction of the post-World War II trials of German judges for their behavior during the Holocaust. With a star-studded cast, it promised ratings gold. Once underway, news alerts interrupted the broadcast that showed civil rights activists, including the late John Lewis, being beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Since Judgment at Nuremberg addressed the culpability of ordinary Germans for Nazi atrocities, the juxtaposition of the images was striking and helped galvanize public support for what would become the Voting Rights Act. But the leaders of the civil rights movement were not the first to utilize the most modern means of communication available to them to bring about social change. Since the dawning of the American experiment, social movements have long captivated our attention through advances in communications technology. The Sons of Liberty utilized the printing press, the women's movement of the mid-19th century, the telegraph. But the technology itself has not brought about change. No, in addition to utilizing advances in communications technologies, these and other successful social movements have also operated through grassroots networks built on face-to-face encounters and embraced positive, unifying messages that stressed shared interests over difference. Today, we face an unprecedented public health crisis that keeps us at a physical distance. We must also confront dramatic racial and economic inequalities. As advocates have done in the past, though, we can leverage technology to create community across distance to see that we are deeply connected and must work together to bring about lasting change.
That was Ray Brescia of Albany Law School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.